Welcome to ETH, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Here at End Time Headlines, our mission is to inform our listeners of the times and seasons in which we are in. In Luke 21:28, we are told, when you begin to see all these things come to pass, lift up your heads, your redemption is drawing near. And now, founder and pastor of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero.
I appreciate you guys hopping onto the room. We're going to get a lot of people in this on this broadcast. I know that just because of the nature of what we're going to be dealing with. So we want to give everybody just a moment to hop on here because we've got some breaking news coming out of the state of California. Again, some breaking news coming out of California. So we want to share this, but we want to make sure we get everybody that we can in here. So just for a moment, bear with me while I post this to some locations here that we want to share this. If you know anybody that would be interested in this topic or the subject in which we're dealing with, please go ahead and tag them or share this link with them. We appreciate you doing that so that we can get them to come on to the broadcast as well. So again, I want to officially welcome everybody to the broadcast today. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines and Remnant Revival Ministries. You guys will have to excuse my voice. I'm kind of losing it because ragweed here in Indiana, Kentucky is very bad right now. And unfortunately, these are allergies that a lot of us deal with. So just bear with me on my voice. But we want to welcome you to the broadcast tonight. If this is your first time joining us, we welcome you tonight. Let us know under Facebook Live if this is your first time. Let us know by saying this is my first time or new listener, whatever the case may be, so we can acknowledge you and say hello to you and get plugged in with you. If you're listening by YouTube and it's your first time joining us, please let us know in the comments that you're new. And again, we welcome our podcast audience as well. So let's get right into this thing, guys. I don't want to waste any time. Again, this is breaking news coming out of California. And this is from CBN News, okay? I'm going to try to avoid expressing any my own personal commentary on this, because if I do that, then I keep myself out of trouble, okay? Even Jesus said, be wise as serpents, but be gentle as doves. And that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to read this. I'm going to quote you this breaking news out of California. Again, the source of this is CBN News, Christian Broadcasting Network. Quote, the California Senate passes resolution telling pastors to embrace LGBTQ beliefs. Now, let me just read this article. Again, this just came over the wire. We just shared this news not even an hour ago, I believe, on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And I want to welcome all of our Californians that are coming on here that are listening to this, because this is something you need to be paying attention to. Quote, the California Senate passed a resolution telling Christian clergy to accept and support LGBTQ ideology, even if doing so violates their Christian beliefs. Assembly Concurrent Resolution 99, or ACR 99, was introduced by Democratic State Assemblyman Evan Lowe of San Jose on June 4th as a way to gather support for LGBTQ identity and behaviors. I believe we reported that when this was first being presented. CBN News previously reported that more than two dozen doctors, counselors, former homosexuals, and other Christian leaders signed a letter condemning the resolution, which they said violates religious freedom. Quote, the resolution also condemns counseling for unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion known as conversion therapy. Goes on to say, quote, the bill says California law recognizes that performing conversion therapy on young persons is ineffective, unethical, and harmful. Conversion therapy has been rejected as ineffective, unethical, and harmful by leading medical, mental health, and child welfare organizations in the U.S. Several Christian leaders are speaking out against the resolution, saying it infringes upon their free exercise of religion. Quote, Russell Willingham, executive director of New Creation Ministries, told CBN News, quote, "I believe ACR 99 sets the stage for future laws that will criminalize pastor caregivers like me who provide such a resource. Resources that offer an option for those who don't want what the state is telling them that they must accept," end quote. Quote, "We have actual patients and clients who have been benefited from therapy to help them with their unwanted attractions. We've helped them change their lives," Roger Gangnam, vice president of legal affairs for Liberty Counsel, said. The resolution also seeks to reduce the stigma the society, therapists, and religious groups allegedly inflict upon those within the LGBT community. ACR 99 proclaims that stigmatizing has caused, quote, "disproportionately high rates of suicide, attempted suicide, depression, rejection, and isolation among the LGBTQ community and questioning individuals. The state of California has a compelling interest in protecting the physical and psychological well-being of minors, including the LGBTQ youth." Quote, "Supporters of the resolution assert that religious liberty does not apply here." Listen to this, guys. Let me back up. Let me read this again really slow here. I want to highlight this. "Supporters of the resolution assert that religious liberty does not apply here as it amounts to discrimination." Let that soak in. Let that resonate. Let me read that one more time. If you've not had your coffee yet, if you're not fully awake yet, if you're not paying attention, let me read this one more time. Quote, "Supporters of the resolution, of this resolution, assert that religious liberty does not apply here as it amounts to discrimination." Quote, "They also argue that such counseling from faith-based groups is," quote, "psychological torture and mental health malpractice." Now, this is according to the Christian Post, who also asserted part of this, was contributed to this article that we just read here. So if you're just tuning in, I know we got people coming on here. This is breaking news out of California, out of the state of California, out of the West. We have breaking news coming out of California where the California Senate has passed a resolution telling pastors and clergy alike to embrace LGBT beliefs, even if doing so may violate their Christian beliefs, because the majority of supporters of this resolution deem that religious liberty does not apply to this because it is discrimination. So if anyone's listening from the West Coast, howbeit California, especially California, you better be paying attention to this, because a lot of things can change from this. Let me read this one more, since we're talking about California and we've not been on here very long. This is going to be one of our short updates here. Lawmakers from the same state of California also this past Friday passed a bill allowing free chemical abortions for college students. Quote, this is also from CBN News. California lawmakers passed a bill this past Friday forcing all taxpayer-funded universities in the state of California to offer, quote, the free chemical abortion pill to students on campus by 2023. The legislation, known as SB 24, was introduced in December by State Senate Connie Leva, or Leva, however you pronounce that, and would require student health centers on all universities of California and California State University campus to offer chemical abortions to students up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. Wow. So 2 major resolutions. Two major things have been passed in California. One on Friday and one today. And this is big news, guys. This is why we're doing this update today. We don't do these prophetic updates like we, a lot of times, a lot like we used to. We only do these when we feel like these are major events or major news updates that we need to address and we need to discuss. So tonight is one of those things. So we've got a lot to pray about. It's something to soak in. Again, you can find all these sources to this on endtimeheadlines.org. Endtimeheadlines.com is going to be our main website. You can find both of these stories are going to be there in their excerpt, and then we got the original link or the original source in which it leads to. But you can find all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective there at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you're watching this, but watching this broadcast and you're new to the broadcast, or maybe you just are not aware of this, you can subscribe to our main website by going on to the main website at endtimeheadlines.org, and you're going to see a place to subscribe. You can subscribe to push notifications, and you can subscribe to daily digest, in which you'll get one digest every single day in your inbox, and it's going to keep you informed and up to date of what's going on, what news and headlines are from a prophetic perspective. So we encourage you to do that. It's free. There's no cost to our digest or to our email subscription or anything like that. It's free for you guys to do that. So we want you to do that, be aware of that, and get you those resources so that you can keep up to date. So again, we appreciate you taking the time to come out on here. Listen, I had a message lined up. I had a message all lined up and to go, but this is breaking news that I felt was imperative that we share and we inform you of tonight. So again, if you're just joining us, please go back and watch this broadcast from the beginning. This is a major update coming out of California. So until we see you guys probably back on Wednesday, we appreciate you. We appreciate your support, your prayers, your financial giving and support and partnership to this ministry. And until we see you again on Wednesday, God bless you guys. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. Remember, pray for California, guys, and pray for our nation. Our nation needs prayer, and it needs a lot of it in this hour. So God bless you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.